Okay. The place where the plow has been in the ground would be the
mold.
The ground the plow makes big.
So a dead furrow. Did you finish up? You mean?
Or just I don't know.
Furrow.
I don't know what your terms are. You admire a man's wheat, and you say it looks like you're going to have a good
piece of wheat or good crop.
Here you can take some of this out. The doctor told my brother-in-law to take pea and don't eat anything else.
Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. You cut down the trees, you might say the land has been cut down all the trees, the land has been
cleaned off, or
would you say cleared?
Mm-hmm. Cleared off.
All right. You cut hay once and it grows up again, and you cut it again. That would be the
second crop.
And the unit of wheat you gathered up into a unit would be a
bundle.
And a measure of wheat. Now you might say I had 40
bushel or 40 bushel thick.
Right. And the unit of corn, if you put corn together, it'd be a unit.
A shock.
And what do you do to the oats at the end of the season when it's time to do something to them? You
combine them.
And before they had combines, they used to
thrash them.
And then if you hired men, you'd
cut shock them too.
That was the word I was after, that thrash.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had a lot of men in, you'd have to cook for
thrashing crew.
And you might say then that the oats have been
thrashed.
Sometimes there's a difference between the various pronunciations here. Czech. If you give somebody a lift in the car and you stop and you say, this is where I live here. Sorry, this is all a
further I go.
All right. This is mine and that is
yours.
And this is yours and this is
mine.
I think I got it backwards, but it's all right. This is ours and that's
theirs.
And that's theirs and this is
ours.
Okay. Somebody speaking to a group of people, and it's time for them to leave, and you say to them, you want them to come back. You say, when are you, you want them to come back again sometime. Well, when are you, you say, coming again?
Coming again.
Coming back. If you want to know just exactly who the people were who were present, you might ask, let's say it was some kind of function you were at, just exactly who the people were, you'd ask somebody else. Who? You might ask them, would you say who all was there, or who was there? How would you say that? I'd like to know who.
Who was there?
Right, Well, what kind of breads do you make, or did they used to make? I mean, will they still
white
make them?
White bread or corn bread?
White bread the same as wheat bread?
Yes.
And corn bread?
Crack wheat.
Did you make that kind too?
They used to make it.
What did they use to make it rise?
Yeast.